The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is a place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm one of your hosts this morning, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by a couple of my colleagues on the team here, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana, of course, running the studio for us.
Yeah, just Jamie and I were just talking, right? Almost right immediately before we went live.
Yes.
Yeah,
imagine and, that. We were talking.
It's kind of amazing. Cycles, life cycles.
Yes.
When you're a young couple, what do you talk about with kids?
Mm-hmm.
Dirty diapers and potty training. When you get older, you talk about your parents and how they're feeling and that they get the flu to their hospital. And then as you move along, then it's your brothers and sisters with ailments or yourself with ailments. Life has different cycles, and so does it have cycles with your finances.
Yeah. What do you look at doing or being most concerned about? How do you handle things in each of those phases?
Yeah, different times of your life, because it's really hard to save for retirement when you're trying to buy a house and you got two little kids.
Yeah.
That's pretty tough.
Yep. Yeah, just putting the groceries on the table and paying for utilities and then paying for all the other stuff you got to do with the kids. That's a tough one.
Well, especially if you've got a family and you have kids in college and all of a sudden you have that new child that you didn't expect.
Oh, I have friends who've been there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 19 years of marriage and all of a sudden, hey, surprise. Yeah. So we'll talk about some of these things. That how should you have your mindset going? You know, what kinds of things can you do about this? I mean, you don't have to just sit there and let everything roll over you, you know, and blow you up. So how do you do this and kind of handle things as they come along? So things that come up and the impact of your rate of return in your 401k, IRA, whatever portfolios, whatever things you're putting money into. And these are kind of recurring themes. And a little bit this morning, if we can get to it too, a little bit more information on, I know we're reading and hearing a lot of things about recession. Is there one looming? Is there not? I'll tell you what we see and what we hear, which may not be what's trumpeted out there in the main media, but how do you look at different parts of the economy that are going to do better, and should you be possibly putting some of your investment dollar in your retirement plan or a brokerage account toward sectors that traditionally are more resilient during downturns? So we'll talk about where those areas are, historically speaking, and give you a little heads up on that. Meantime, you got a question or two? Glad to help you directly, whatever your financial question might be, insurance, healthcare, you name it. And you can call us right now while we go in the commercial break. If you're wanting to talk to us privately so no one else will hear you, here's a way to do it. Just call right now at 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. 7979. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
You want a career that's exciting,
fun,
creative. Your next step is Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design. Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design is a nationally accredited career school with new classes every month. Call 821-0076. 821-0076. Exciting,
fun,
creative. Aggie owned and operated Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design. 821-0076. We do today what others do tomorrow.
In Bryant, Victoria, and in Brenham on Highway 105. Call 277-0076.
It's time to try out and trade up at ASCO Equipment. For a construction business to grow, every minute on every machine matters. That's why ASCO is inviting you to experience firsthand how Case can take your business to the next level. Take their Case D-Series excavators. Faster cycle times, better visibility, and greater comfort equals more dirt moved per hour and for cost per day. Visit ASCO at Brenham on US 290 West or in Bryan on North Earl Rudder Freeway today to schedule your demo or walk around today.
Wish your vehicle would last longer than just the time it takes to pay it off? Preventive maintenance promotes better performance and gas mileage and goes a long way to prolong the life of your vehicle. Head off possible breakdowns that could leave you stranded or parts failures that can cost big money. Call Brenham Tire and Auto at 836-4811 to find out more about preventative maintenance for your vehicle. Brenham Tire and Auto, 605 South Bluebell Road. Remember, if you don't need it, they won't sell it.
This Monday night, it's the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Poffel. Join me Monday night at 5:35 for the Brenham Sports Line. An hour of sports talk with a local flair. We'll talk about the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes, Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers, and all the other area schools, as well as the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, Longhorns, Aggies, whatever you want to talk about with a local emphasis. It's the Brenham Sports Line, Monday night, 5:35, on your voice for local sports, KWHI.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. And we're very experienced, long-time financial planners and are excited about the possibilities for the coming year for all of us, you and all of us together. We want to invite you again to the free review. Make sure you're headed in the right direction. We want you to start off this year the right way. Move ahead for your plans, for you, your family. Maybe you have an extended family with your parents you're thinking about also, whatever it may be. And we're glad to talk things over with you and help you clarify where you are now, how things stand, and what you can do to do a better job of managing things financially for yourselves and for those you care about the most. Free review, absolutely so important. And here's a way to do that. Just call us at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Get on the schedule and start moving forward the right way.
I had a phone call last week. Somebody was referred to us from an attorney, and she was interested in long-term care. She was 75, her husband's 79, and he's got dementia. Mm-hmm. That's a little late at this point in time for that, so come in ahead of time.
Yeah.
Which you don't think you need it, but we can discuss it. You can at least find out your answers how things work and if things work for you.
They wanted long-term care or they wanted long-term care insurance?
They wanted long-term care insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They wanted the insurance.
It's two different things.
To cover it, to help pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising how often we get calls like that, you know, saying that I'm going to have to do something to cover the cost of long-term care. Can I get insurance now? Well, that's not insurance. You're looking for another way to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's another skill set involved with, you know, how to approach things if you don't have the money to do it. And that's another whole ball game there, and you need to find a way to incorporate good, solid information about what your options are with that, too, because, you know, you have to protect the spouse who is still going strong and still has to exist, still has to, you know, keep the house or whatever to live in, et cetera. And then the other spouse, how do you handle that expense? And that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's where you got to plan ahead for those life cycles. You can't do it. You can't buy fire insurance after the house is on fire.
No.
That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. So after the fact, planning is not a good idea. So we're proactive. We want to help you estimate and allow for some of these things that can come up. And how should you do it? What are your options? How does that fit in with you in particular and your family and your needs? That's what the free review is all about. Get at least an idea of what your options may be going forward. Here's our number again for Neil Financial Group, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And of course, we're talking, Doug, about the fact that we have these recurring themes that you were just talking about. With people who are going through various phases of life, things that come up, and especially as you're getting into, let's say, your 50s and into your early 60s, and you're getting ready to make that step at some point toward retirement. I mean, this is a whole different thing from college funding and all the other things you've had to do earlier in your life.
Trying to buy a home, get a home mortgage or whatever. But how do you, psychologically, you have to get ready for that at some point in time where you want to live off your assets and not just accumulate them. Mm-hmm. Usually it hits you really hard in your 50s. Hey, I better start saving for retirement, because by then the kids are usually out of college or close enough to the end that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And hopefully there's not any little new ones coming along that you have to start all over again with. Although I do know a couple people at church where they inherited their grandkids and had to raise them.
See that a lot more, yes. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, normally in your 50s is when you really get pretty serious about accumulating funds for future years. That's also when you should start discussing long-term care insurance. That's another
really
aspect.
Really, your ideal, Jamie, is what, in your 50s that you'd be looking at long-term care coverage?
Yeah, generally speaking, in your 50s, there's going to be long-term care insurance programs that are available to you in your 50s. There are some that are available earlier in life, but generally speaking, you know, in the 50s is when people start thinking about that type of thing. Well, the other point that I wanted to make, and what Doug had talked about on the referral from the attorney, is you would probably expect that the attorney would know not to refer someone to you for long-term care insurance if they already need long-term care. But the thing that you have to remember about that is the attorney is good at law. The attorney is not necessarily one of those attorneys who specializes in insurance.
Yes.
Or financial planning.
Or financial planning or any of those other things. The same goes for CPAs and accountants. Mm-hmm. They're very good at what they do. But they may not be the resource you need to go to for certain things. It amazes me sometimes that people expect attorneys and accountants to give them advice on things that they are not good at. Now, you, Tony, had mentioned the fact that when it comes to long-term care, if you do not have resources available to you, and you've reached the point where you need long-term care, then you may need to go to an attorney.
Yes. Yeah. Because you want to be able to protect some assets, and there are ways to do this.
That's right.
And these are legal things many times, and there are, in fact, elder law attorneys who are excellent with this. In fact, we work with a couple of those already, who we know we can send our clients to and say, look, this is your situation. Let's get you together with the attorney and help you get through this so that, let's say, the spouse who is not needing long-term care can survive, you know, not just blow out all of the assets. There's so much misinformation out there about what assets you're allowed to still keep. If you're going to have to go on Medicaid, for instance, to go to long-term care type of facility. And, you know, these are very important things. Don't just say, well, my neighbor told me they went through this. Maybe they didn't realize that they had other options. So planning ahead, and if you have a financial planner or advisor, they're generally, I would hope, going to say, here is an elder law specialist or attorney that I know and that we work with, and we've vetted this person. You know, it's an example of someone you might go to. Maybe there are one or two others. But the bottom line is, at least you know you have a direction to go.
See, one thing I want to make a point of, a lot of people, we hear it a lot, I'll go on Medicaid, I'll go on federal assistance for my long-term care. You know, how do I do that? No, you don't want to be on Medicaid for long-term care.
If you don't have to.
If you don't have to. You don't want to do that.
And it's not just you and level of care or anything like that. It's what happens to the other person.
You leave them destitute also.
You know, I mean, there are ways, though, where you can still separate out and segregate out portions of your property and have things still continue and that person not just take a nosedive financially with you. If that's what has to happen as far as you getting government assistance.
Yeah,
there are ways to do this the right way.
See, that's where that free review comes in. You need to come in and find out what your options are.
Yeah.
Because maybe there's some really good options for you that will work, and then maybe there's some things you need to work towards in the years to come.
But I think the best solution for many of us, though, is to try and get on the how do I provide for this type of thing that may happen while I'm still young enough to get the best rates and the best deals on things like long-term care coverage, which, as you were saying, Doug, some of these plans actually start in your 40s, mid to late 40s, and best rates the younger you are and the best deals you're going to get. And there are ways to lock in what you're paying and not have it go up on you every single year. Yeah.
Yeah. See, one of the good ways is I like the one plan that you can maybe pay it off in 10 years and you have a paid up policy and away you go.
And
you
can for you and your spouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can do that while you're still working.
Yeah.
So that when you do get to retirement, you really don't want to have as few expenses as possible in retirement because then you don't need to have as much money to live off of because you don't have any expenses. So your house paid off. Long-term care paid off, things like that. Do that while you're working, and that comes back to the life cycle. In your 50s is a good time to be looking at that, 50s and early 60s.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you can't go for it later, but then there are going to be more health issues potentially. So again, you know, do it while you can, at least find out about it, and get some ideas before you get to this point where now you're up against the wall, and now you got to do something. So scope it out ahead of time. Find out what's available. Again, free review. We're glad to go over with you. And number to call to come in for that review is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
And I also wanted to throw out there, too, on who you're getting advice from. When it comes to planning in that regard, there is something called Medicaid planning.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
Sometimes, There's no nice way to say this. Sometimes your children don't have your best interests at heart. And if your children are saying that we want you to qualify for Medicaid if you ever need long-term care, what that means is that if you have resources where normally you could pay for your own long-term care, you have enough resources to do that and to get the care that you need in a facility of your choice. Generally, if you're able to do that, the care that you're going to get is probably going to be a little bit better than the care that you would normally get in a Medicaid-approved facility. That doesn't mean the Medicaid is terrible, so I don't want to badmouth that. But if you have the ability to go wherever you would like to go and get the care that you need because you have the resources available to you, it may not be in your best interest to go to an attorney and do the Medicaid planning and give everything away to make sure that your kids get it and you qualify for Medicaid. I don't know how else to say that.
We have seen that where the kids are more concerned of preserving the assets so they can inherit the money or the property than to sell the property so that mom and dad can be taken care of.
Yeah, and you know, and that comes down to planning again, planning ahead of time. And you had mentioned, Tony, you know, your neighbor may not give you the best advice. Sometimes your children may not give you the best advice.
Well, and again, it may not always be, right, that they have ulterior motives. Frankly, they read an article somewhere or see something online. That's the big one now.
Right.
And all these different recommendations from people who may or may not know what they're talking about. And even if they do, how do you coalesce and coordinate all this information in massive amounts that you're looking at and say what's really practical and applies to me?
That's right. What's best in your situation? And you have to remember that whether you read it in the publication, whether you read it online, whether you read it on Facebook or YouTube or whatever it happens to be, it may not apply to your specific situation.
Right. So get something planned, like everything else, that's suited to you, your particular situation, your family, you and your spouse, whatever it may be. But it's particular to you. That's what we do as financial planners. We narrow it down. We cut through all the other options because we know what they are. And then we focus in on what things specifically or combination of things work the best for you and your family and those you care about in your particular situation. It's not just generic. We're not generic. We're specific.
No.
Yes. When you're like that. Yeah, go to the doctor and you go, yeah, I'll give you a generic diagnosis of what these things might be that you have wrong. Or you can go and say, okay, here it is. And through a combination of tests, conversations with you, evidence from you particularly, your physician is going to come up with the proper diagnosis for you.
Yeah, and you don't have to be wealthy to do that planning either. I saw an article recently that talked about insurance agents and planners, what the average income level was for most of their clients. The majority of their clients made between $50,000 and $100,000 a year.
So typical family,
very middle
income. Right. So you don't have to be Warren Buffett.
That's right.
To come in. All right. So,
although if you are Warren Buffett and want to come see us, that's okay.
Yeah. That's
okay. Yes, we'll make an exception for you. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up, we'll come back and talk a little bit about some of these things about getting toward that glide path. Maybe you're in your 40s. Maybe you're in your 50s. Maybe you're already in your 60s and staring at retirement, et cetera. How do you get from where you are now to being ready? You know, things that come up that really directly impact you and your possibilities. We're going to talk about some of those things, like the impact of how much money you're making on your money. Impact of rate of return. Ooh, that may be a big thing. It's what everybody focuses on. It's just a part of things, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Meantime, you got something specific question-wise, glad to help you right now if you call us at our private line for radio listeners only, 800-332-7867. 800-332-7879. Call in now. Get your answers now from the Money Makeover team with the Money Makeover Show.
Although you want to, I'm attracted to you all the more.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialist. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
Hope Rising Ministries provides care for children rescued from human sex trafficking. Join their Ride for Hope on March 23rd and 24th for a weekend of fundraising at the 7IL Ranch in Cat Spring. Enjoy trail rides and demonstrations from Dr. Lou Sterrett, world champion cowgirl Gail Britton, trainer Lindsay Schofield, and Hope Rising's founder Sherry Clement. To find out more about Ride for Hope and to get tickets, go to HopeRisingMinistries.org. Help fight sex trafficking and enjoy a weekend of fun at the Ride for Hope, March 23rd and 24th.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse is Brenham's most popular dining tradition. Experience a delicious fusion of Texas and Old Mexico with the very best in fajitas, steak, shrimp, enchiladas, and enormous tacos al carbon wrapped in their handmade tortillas. Monday through Friday, lunch specials come with free chili con queso from 11 till 2. Their famous Sunday prime rib will melt in your mouth as you enjoy the best margaritas around. Have a wedding or special event? Los Cabos can cater it. Stop in up on the hill at 2800 Highway 36 South across from Walmart. Los Cabos, open daily in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, March 5th, Craig will be speaking with someone from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Did you know that 4-H was in the construction business? Well, we are. Are you surprised? We've been laying foundations and building the future since 1908. Today, through Texas AgriLife Extension and the support of folks just like you, we're building some of our most innovative projects ever. What do we build? Leaders, one kid at a time. Great programs in the city or out in the country. 4-H is everywhere. Bring your kids, get involved, build a leader. 4-H.
The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting.
Patty. Welcome back as we play the hits from yesteryear for you. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner in the studio, along with two of my colleagues on the Money Makeover team, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, and Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. And we're talking about just basic stuff today we hear. Mm-hmm. From you when you come to our office for the free review or from our clients, whom we love dearly. And then, of course, Doug with the infamous donut hour.
Yeah, I had had another comment yesterday.
Wow, that church donut hour is the financial planning capital of the Southwest here.
I guess it's turning out to be that way. But yesterday was, couple that I work with at the church, which was talking to somebody else, and this other couple I thought were already retired, but apparently he wants to come in and talk about retiring or being retired or I guess get a second opinion, because I'm almost positive they're retired already. But there again, are there finance? I don't know anything about them at all.
So maybe they're looking for maybe something that they don't know that's going to enhance their retirement capabilities.
Yeah, that's my guess, is what type of returns can we get to maybe make sure our money lasts as long as we do, and then possibly long-term care. Because no one, I very seldom do we ever come across somebody that already has long-term care that's in their late 60s, early 70s. They usually don't have it, and they want to know more about it at that point in time. So that's my, I'm just guessing on those two, but I don't know. But it's there again, it's part of the life cycle. And about the returns, going down that line, I have one client, she's been taking out of her retirement. She's been retired 20 years. Okay. And so she's been taking out about $1,500 every month over this time frame. And now her funds are starting to get lower and lower because, well, I guess they're stabilized this year. But in the bad years, 2016, 2008, she was still taking out $1,500 a month.
And taking out against a declining balance.
Correct.
Because of investment returns inside of a portfolio.
Right. So if she had a, keep the math simple, $150,000 and she's taking out $1,500 a month, and it drops down to $100,000 of value and she's still taking out $1,500 a month, it's going to reduce that really quick.
Yeah, because you're taking out the same amount with, out of a lower pot of money.
Right.
Which means you're compounding your losses.
Mm-hmm.
So on something like that, especially in as we retire and we're retired for longer time frames now, you know, you might be working 30, 35 years in your life, and then after that, you've probably got another 25 years to live off of that without earning a paycheck. So you got to make that money last. And so that's when you start looking at different ways to get income streams.
Well, withdrawal rates is what it's referred to in retirement, is what your withdrawal rate going to be. And just illustrates the fact that you really need to be flexible on your withdrawal rates. In good years, maybe you can take out more. In bad years, you need to take out less.
So you might be tapping a savings account or something else, kind of a almost like this is an emergency fund type of thing, right? I mean, it's almost that sort of a status.
Yeah, it very well could be. But the thing is, when it comes to planning, you have to be a realist. And the fact is that every year, the circumstances are going to be different. Things are going to happen in your life that didn't happen the year before. And so when it comes to withdrawal rates, you've probably all heard of the Monte Carlo simulations. And if you go to a planner and he's going to dazzle you with, he says, well, I'll just run a Monte Carlo for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that actually mean? Well, one of the variables in a Monte Carlo is withdrawal rates. And so if they say, well, if your withdrawal rate is 4%, you won't run out of money. Or if your withdrawal rate is 8%, you won't run out of money. I've never seen one like that.
Yeah,
wow.
Wow. In the next 3 years.
But, you know, the Monte Carlos are only as good as the numbers that you put into them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you do a Monte Carlo every single year on your portfolio, I can guarantee you that the number for the withdrawal rate is going to be different, or you're going to change the length of time that you're talking about.
Yep.
And so when it comes to retirement planning, it's really important to be realistic when it comes to withdrawal rates and rates of return.
And you could plan for that. I mean, you could plan.
You can.
Okay, let's do a 4%. That will be our basic, and then good years we'll do profit taking and set it aside in a cash reserve. Mm-hmm. Cash isn't always bad. You know, to have cash sitting around, okay, it's only earning 0.5% or something, but it can also protect everything else that you're doing, or to cover unforeseen expenses that may pop up during the year.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, even in retirement, you need to have an emergency fund.
Especially in retirement, because if you're not working and continuing to pull in money to put it, you know, put in the funnel that you're draining over time, what are you going to do there, right?
Yeah, and part of your plan has to be, because there are going to be years where the water heater breaks.
That's what I was just thinking right there. Water heater goes out. You need hot water.
You got to replace it.
Or maybe you've had the same air conditioning system on your house.
Yeah.
Air conditioning and heating. Man, that's expensive, right? And you got to replace that every once in a while. Well, if you're coming up on 15 or 20 years on that system, guess what? You know, you're going to be doing it. I had a friend who actually had just retired and their generator went out. Ooh. And they had one of those fancy, you know, 19, 20,000 kilowatt.
Whole house generator.
Whole house generators. And boy, that was expensive piece of material there. And these things happen. They just do.
It doesn't even have to be a big one. I was thinking, I'm pretty handy. So the faucet was...
That's what I've heard.
The faucet was leaking or whatever. Okay, I just got my tools out and redid it, put a new piece in and nothing to it. Well, if you're got arthritis and you're in your 80s, you got to call up somebody to have them come out. Mm-hmm. And that's an added expense.
Yeah.
That you weren't planning on.
Yeah, and so you use that emergency fund to kind of cover those things. But when you have to tap into the emergency fund, guess what the next year you have to start doing?
You got
to
replace it.
You got to start putting money back into it to replace the money that you spent.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you've talked about, Tony, one of the things in, when it comes to retirement planning is there are so many variables in there. We've talked about the fact that it's kind of a moving target all the time, which is why you need to reevaluate it periodically to make sure you're still on a good path. Because your circumstances are going to change. If your rate of return is not good in a particular year, and you're going to have years like that.
Yep.
Regardless of how much planning you do, mm-hmm. how wise you think you are when it comes to investing, no matter how good you think your money manager is, there are going to be years where you're not going to do very well. And in those years, maybe you don't take that cruise or you don't take that big vacation. It was interesting. I saw a list recently on 7 splurges that destroy your retirement.
Oh, man.
You know, that was kind of a fun list to look at. But anyway, the point being that when it comes to retirement, there are things that you need to think about.
Well, and it's just, it really is like kicking off a new era in your life. And mm-hmm. in fact, it is a new lifestyle for you. And some of us intend to work a long time, or maybe we're only going to be partially retiring or whatever it is, and you still have to think about it. You still have changes that you know you're going to have to allow for as time goes on.
Well, you just plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, would love to take all the kids on a trip. Okay, well, if you got a year or two to plan for it, you can save up on good years. You can do some profit taking. You can set some funds aside. It's called save to spend. You don't spend it until you have it. And then it doesn't hurt. You can feel great and have a good time doing it, but you save to spend. That's one of the keys for a good financial plan situation. Got this list here from bankrate.com. It's the number one financial regret of older Americans. It has a list of regrets.
It's financial regrets, not financial, just regrets.
Yeah, not regrets. That old girlfriend, old boyfriend. This is financial regret of older Americans. This is the percentage who they did 1,000 adults, survey of 1,000 adults, published by Bankrate.com. And the number one item, 18% of those 1,000 people said the number one regret they had was not saving for retirement early enough. And that's what we were talking about again. Most people tend to do it in the 50s, but if you can do a little bit in the 40s.
Well, if you start when you're in your 20s. Honestly, $50 a month when you're just starting out, and each year you may graduate that up maybe by $10 or $20 or whatever, you're going to win this race.
Yeah, I got a kick out. I was just looking at my grandson's, 3-year-old grandson's college savings plan, and we've started putting money in there.
I was going to say, Grandpa set that up, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, Grandpa uh-huh. set that up, and Mom and Dad are putting money in, too. And I'm looking at that, and what he has in his account right now is almost what I made as an annual salary when I started out of college.
Yeah, well, I know what we made when we did that.
It was four-digit salaries.
Sure, yeah.
But still, it just started early enough. Mm-hmm. It can work just a little bit. It adds up. So that was the number one regret. The second regret, and we just talked about it, not saving enough for emergency expenses. the unexpected things that come up in life can really do a job on you.
Yeah, and a lot of government workers found that out. Yeah,
that's right. We talked about that, remember?
Yes.
And I saw another thing recently about emergency funds. When it comes to saving, the number one objective of over 40% of the people in saving was to save enough money to have an emergency fund. I found that astounding.
Yeah. Well, but people are getting the message, and I think that's one of the... I hate to make something out of these government workers who couldn't pay their rent and a car payment or whatever with the government shutdown thing, but I think everybody suddenly perked up and said, hey, you know, this emergency fund thing I've been reading about and everybody's told me about, all of a sudden it became real. Here we had people who were going to a soup line.
Yeah, that's
who had $60,000, $80,000, $100,000, $150,000 a year jobs with the government, and they were standing in line to get free groceries because they couldn't make it.
See, to me, that's not good planning, especially when you start hearing in Congress that they're thinking of shutting down. Man, you better start tightening the hatches there on that one. Anyway, well, there's a few more things we can talk about when we come back from this break.
Sure. All right. Good ideas for you. Don't go there. You don't have to go there, right? All right. So going to take a little break here. You got a question right now, no problem. Give us a call. We'll talk to you one-on-one on the phone. Our special line just for you. No one else will hear. And here is the number to do that. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
See a yellow river around the old oak tree.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Are you living with everyday stress? Maybe you're an injured athlete or weekend warrior. Let Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder of Performance Health and Wellness take care of your pain. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder integrates chiropractic care, physical medicine, rehabilitation, and massage to achieve optimum results for all types of injuries. Performance Health and Wellness, 306 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Call 979-451-9111. Visit online at phwbrenham.com.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community since 1945. Let them show you Rheem and Rinnai heaters, space heaters, and a variety of outdoor cookers and burners. They even have boiling pots to fit your needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care. And they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
Spring has sprung. Get your lawn and garden back in shape this spring with a call to Moore Services. Moore Services starts with cleanup, tree work, and yard leveling. Then they can provide you with topsoil, mulch, flower bed mix, and garden mix, and install St. Augustine or Bermuda grass for that final touch. Moore Services now has gravel and installs gravel roads and driveways. In fact, one call to Moore Services does it all. This spring, call Moore Services, office number 836-1450, or call their cell at 281-782-5289. And get your lawn back in shape at a low, affordable price.
For some of the best kolaches and barbecue in Texas, visit Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli in Chapel Hill. Barbecue plates include brisket, ribs, chicken, and sausage with lots of freshly made sides, homemade red, and delicious barbecue sauce. Be sure to order a dessert. You can choose from meringue and fruit pies, cinnamon rolls, cookies, and a variety of other pastries baked daily. Dine in, take out, or call in orders to go at 836-0910. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, 8900 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, March 5th, Craig will be speaking with someone from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back.
That tuba. I was listening to the class. That's just amazing. I was listening to the classical music station, KHUF or whatever, the University of Houston.
UHF. Yeah,
and they had a tuba soloist. I've never heard a whole tune just with the tuba. And then they would chime in with flutes and something else. But the tuba was the main deal. And it made me think of this song. On the classical station.
I'm sure the tuba player would be really happy if you went up and said, well, that made me think of the chicken dance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's so interesting about that because, you know, probably that classical tuba player probably can do this.
I'm sure they can.
Yeah, right? And probably goes out and plays with oompa bands every once in a while. You know, the famous conductor and composer Andre Previn passed away just recently. And there were things on the internet that showed him doing awesome jazz piano. You know, I mean, the guy was just so incredible. And then you'd see him conducting the Philharmonic at the same time he's doing Mozart, you know, on the big grind. He's conducting, you know, and gets one hand back up in the air and does some swishing around in the air conducting while he's playing the bottom part of the Mozart thing. You know, it just shows great musicians can do just about anything, and they usually do with these different manners of interpretation. And the same thing goes, by the way, for planning your financial life, because there are so many different ways you can go. Wow. What a segue.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, it's just another tune there, ladies and gentlemen.
Not much of a stretch.
We were talking about before the break about a survey from 1,000 adults done by Bankrate.com. Yeah. The financial regrets of older Americans. Number one regret was not saving enough for retirement early enough. And then the second one was not saving for emergency expenses. The third one, which is pretty current nowadays, is taking on too much student loan debt. That's something that never goes away. You can go bankrupt, and that student debt loan does not go away. And the IRS can attach your wages if you get tough enough on that one.
I mean, that's a big deal, the student loan debt. There's more student loan debt I've talked about in the past. There's more student loan debt than there is credit card debt now, which is pretty amazing.
Well, and not only that, but some of you listening who may have professional designations, like physicians, for instance, you get a problem with your student loan debt, and the medical board in the state of Texas stumps you real bad. You can lose a license. Yes. So just know that. You know, think about that.
That was one of the financial regrets. Mm-hmm. Another one is not saving enough for your children's education. Yep. We touched on that a little bit. Those 529 college savings plans are really great because it doesn't matter where you go. I mean, you could even go to an accredited school overseas and that still works. It's just putting money aside in a vehicle that is designated for education. And worst case scenario, you can get your hands on it again.
Yep.
You have to pay a penalty, but for a dire emergency, you can still get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to pay a penalty. And this is the one that probably affects more retirement than most, buying a bigger house than you can afford.
That was on the splurge list.
Yeah, but that's on the splurge list. Because that's the number one rule is don't spend more than you make. That's number one. Just don't spend more than you make, and you'll do fine. You know, throw in your savings, and but buying a house too big, because it's, you may be able to get the purchase, but the maintenance will get you. The taxes, the painting, the upkeep, plumbing.
Well, one of the things I've seen is, especially when you're in retirement and you're getting older, you have this big house, and all of the bedrooms and bathrooms that you frequent are upstairs. And it gets harder and harder to get up and down the stairs.
Yep.
So what do you end up doing? You end up buying one of those, what are those
seat
things that goes up and down.
Yeah.
You know,
but you've got to do modifications.
You
have that's to, very expensive.
Yeah, you have to modify your house.
The bathtubs that you can get in and out of without climbing in.
Or even the showers if you roll in, roll out, and have a bench in there.
Well, just getting through your doorways.
That's
true. If you've got to be in a wheelchair.
Right.
Right? So, again, lots of expense going on, and maybe you can look at it and say, okay, you know, kids are out. You know, they're all grown or whatever, and maybe it's time to look at downsizing.
Yep. That's an idea. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Depends upon your age also, and depends on what you're trying to do. But that's where people come in and talk about their house being an investment. No, it's not really an investment, because we had one couple come in. It's more for your retirement, because you can maybe sell your big house.
Sure.
And buy a one-story, two-bedroom home, and then you've got some extra cash then to do things with. That's one thing. But if your house is up, you know, 50% more than what you paid for it, are you going to sell it next week? No. So it's not really an investment. But you can think of it as somewhat of retirement.
Yeah, there are all types of ways to pull money together if that's something that you need to be looking at. And again, this is financial planning and not just, well, we're deciding this today, right? So free review, very, very important. What are your options? Know them and be able to choose between them in the way that's best for you and your particular situation. Call us at the office. Set up that review, 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.